This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials say Russia's lethal shelling in the western part of Ukraine, close to the border with Poland, is something they had anticipated. Russia's attack on a military base near the Polish border killed 35 people and wounded 134 others, this according to Ukrainian officials. More on the U.S. reaction from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, appearing Sunday on CNN's State of the Union program, said American intelligence and national security officials were not surprised by the Russian attack near Lviv, where NATO has previously trained with Ukrainian troops.
What it shows is that Vladimir Putin is frustrated by the fact that his forces are not making the kind of progress that he thought that they would make against major cities, including Kyiv.
Sullivan, also appearing on CBS's Face the Nation program, said if Russia fires upon or even takes a shot at NATO territory, the military alliance will respond to that. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia says Russia is trying to create new pseudo-republics to break his country apart. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky called on Ukraine's regions, including Kherson, which was captured by Russian forces, not to repeat the experience of Donetsk and Luhansk. Pro-Russian separatists began fighting Ukrainian forces in those eastern regions in 2014. Zelensky says city council members in Kherson, a southern city of 290,000, rejected plans for a new pseudo-republic. He said Ukraine will stand this test. You can keep up on all of our Ukraine coverage at our website.